Hey everybody, welcome into the program. I hope that you are all catching this series of programs featuring and honoring the men and women of law enforcement and first responders who serve us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So far, we've been privileged to talk to the chief chaplain of the Chaplain Patrol Corps, Ponderay Police, the Idaho State Police, and today we are talking with Jeff Lindsay. He is the chief paramedic for Bonner County EMS. That's the Emergency Medical Services. So we have a lot to learn today and a lot to talk about today. So sit, stay with us as we take that first break. We're going to be right back.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who buy their tractors at Jordan Sales and Service.
And those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
It's the season of convertible tractors at Jordan Sales and Service. Enjoy the wind in your hair and the sun on your skin. Now is your chance for the perfect farmer's tan with your new convertible tractor. We sell the full line of TYM and Coyote compact tractors. Jordan Sales and Service, your bro lifestyle dealer and home of the I Love My Tractor. Located in Post Falls at 715 North Pleasant View Road or online at jordansales.com.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place ranking, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you like for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here, so they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know, like, you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe, they are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Join me now and say hello and welcome to Jeff Lindsay, the chief paramedic here with Bonner County Emergency Medical Service. Jeff, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your service.
Oh, my pleasure, and thanks for having me. I appreciate being on here.
All right. Well, I like to always, you know, it was interesting when I was talking to the Idaho State Police and talked about their history. That was crazy because they were a constabulary back at the turn of the century, and then we didn't have anybody for like 20 years. So let's talk about the history of the EMS. When and how did this service get started?
So modern EMS, which is kind of, you know, where we started. Modern EMS was started out of the need for basically people were dying in traffic accidents. And, you know, the old way of doing things was the funeral homes provided transport. And this is back in the 50s and 60s. So that's kind of where we came from. So modern EMS was started when the president at the time said, this is ridiculous. We have to change this. You know, people are dying in the streets. So we need to get some way of getting help to these people before they get to the hospital. So that's kind of the pre-hospital healthcare portion of this. So modern EMS was actually born in the city of Miami, Florida, back in the late 60s, and kind of branched out from there. There was a couple of programs around the country. One was in Seattle, King County, excuse me, and another one was, I believe, in Los Angeles County. So that's kind of where these programs started springing up, and then they just kind of bled out from there, and folks and communities started going, hey, we need pre-hospital health care in our community. That's kind of how, that's kind of the, you know, the forefathers of what we're doing now. So in Bonner County, I'm not exactly sure, you know, when modern EMS started in Bonner County, but Bonner County EMS started in 2004 when the commissioners at the time were left in a predicament when the private ambulance that was covering this area basically kind of pulled up stakes overnight and moved down the road, and the county was left with a kind of a quandary of how do we continue this service. And so there was a couple of different things that kind of went around, a couple of different ways of doing things, but basically the county ended up doing what the state of Idaho will allow them to do, and that is establish an ordinance, and that ordinance basically was called the Bonner County Ambulance Taxing District. So the Bonner County Commissioners at the time established the Bonner County Ambulance Taxing District, which from that point on was known as Bonner County EMS. So that's how we were born back in 2004, and obviously we've come a long way since then, but that is how Bonner County EMS was established.
That is so interesting. You could blow me over that we did not have what I think of when I think of EMS. And until the late 60s in Miami. Before that, it was like private ambulances and private services.
Folks owned an ambulance. You know, they would hire a lot of times, you know, shifty people were driving the ambulance. These people were in car crashes. People would, you know, pilfer their pockets and then
they were just transporting. There was no medical care.
No medical. It would actually pay more to take somebody to a funeral home and embalm them as a funeral director than it would transport them to the hospital. So there wasn't any, you know, talk about no real advantage to trying to help someone back
no
then.
Kidding.
It's, you know, so
we've come a long way.
That is correct.
I remember, because I've been here since 85, and I remember when the private ambulance service, I don't remember the whole story, but I remember when that went down here in Bonner County and how our county commissioners, it took a while for them to maneuver around and through
correct.
What the solution was going to be.
Correct.
And, of course, they came up. So the EMS taxing district is alive and well and on our property taxes now. And he's nodding yes.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay. I forget they can't see me nodding.
And I happily and willingly pay that. And
I
pay more.
If you take your tax bill and look at what you're actually paying for emergency medical service in Bonner County, I believe it's listed as ambulance district.
Yeah.
We are one of the lowest monetary points of that tax bill. When you look at everything else on there, we're on the very bottom of that tax bill. So
I say this every week now that I'm talking with all of these law enforcement first responder people that, okay, road and bridge is important. I'm not denying that. I'm not discounting it. But if push ever came to shove, you guys get the money and I'll deal with some potholes. And, you know, it's the way. And I'm telling you, I think I don't know what the percent is, but it's in the 90% of people that would agree with that.
I would agree with that statement.
Absolutely. All right. So the population has clearly grown in our county over the last 5 years. Well, you know, longer than that. But how has that affected you and your teams?
So specifically over the last 5 years, I can comment more on what it's done over the past. I started originally at Bonner County EMS in 2011.
Okay.
So if, you know, 2010, 2011 timeframe, we were running roughly 2,000, a little over 2,000 calls a year. And then you fast forward that to 2021, where we ran 5,000 calls. So, you know, in a 10-year, roughly 10-year time frame, you're looking at doubling that call volume, which can be attributed directly to the population increase. And when you're talking population increase, we're talking about retired folks moving in. We're talking about, you know, that's a lot of the population increase we're seeing as retired folks, which can be directly correlated to end users of an ambulance service.
Absolutely.
And then
lots of different reasons.
And then you take the summertime. Obviously, we're a vacation spot. The summertime, our volume is obviously substantially higher because the word is out. It's a great place to vacation. And our population increases exponentially once the summer comes around. So we see correlation in those numbers.
So I'm seeing 150% increase from 2,000 to 5,000 is 150%.
Yep.
That's 2,000 plus another 1,000. So has your budget, have your team member numbers, are you seeing increases that are at least tracking with that?
We have. We have since 2000, I can speak directly, since 2011. In 2011, we had a station in Sandpoint. We had a station in Sagal. We had a station in Priest River. In 2021, we had, and when those, you know, numbers went up, we had added a station in Ponderé. So now we have four stations and looking at adding a fifth station in a very fast growing area of the county. And that's down in that Blanchard region, of the county. So, we're looking at potentially putting on that fifth station. And then of course we provide the services to both Priest Lake and Clark Fork, where they have the volunteer ambulances. We provide them with the paramedics.
Yes.
But I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yes.
I don't want to jump ahead.
No, you can go ahead and jump ahead. They are wonderful. I think I shared before we were in the air that, you know, I've had one experience, and it was out with the volunteer folks in the Samoan and Clark Fork Hope area. I'm looking here, Station 1, it's called ALS Ambulance. So what's ALS?
So Station 1, all of our ambulances in Bonner County, we try to staff at the ALS or the advanced life support level. That just means there is a paramedic on that ambulance.
Okay.
So the paramedic is the top of the food chain for pre-hospital EMS. And those folks are able to, you know, they're able to give the narcotics, the medications, interpret EKGs, do all the advanced level skills that the next levels down cannot do. So our station in Sandpoint always has a paramedic available. All of our stations always have a paramedic available,
right,
to staff. So that's our what we call minimum staffing requirements of our system.
Awesome, that's really good. So how many staff people do you have? Paramedics and
so what? Total staff, we have mid 40s. On our total staff, and that includes both full and part-time folks. And then for just the daily, what that residual daily staff number would be, Station 1, which is in Sandpoint, runs an ALS ambulance and what we call the paramedic chase car, which is one of those, you'll see those pickups driving around. And it says EMS supervisor on it. That's the captain. He's in charge of the whole shift for the county.
Is that you? No, you're chief paramedic. Who's the captain then?
The captain is they're on, they work what we call a 48-96 rotation.
Okay.
So they're a shift employee. So the shift captain is on. He's in charge of all the stations for that particular shift. So we run three shifts. Each shift is on a 2-day on, 4-day off. So they run 48 hours at a time. And then when they leave, they're off for 4 days. And there's two other shifts that work.
So how are they on for 48 hours? So they're like firemen in the sense they sleep at the station.
Right.
They're right there.
So Kirk Fire works the same exact rotation we do. Kootenai County Fire, the departments down there, they all work the same rotation. Boundary Ambulance, which is a full-time agency up there, they do the same. So we all work the two on, four off. Just because we're not busy enough that it doesn't work, And it does work because we've got folks that drive from some faraway places that are able to come in, do their 2 days, and then leave.
And sometimes you may have to call backup beyond the ones that are on for the 2 days. Do you ever pull in any of those?
So we do from time to time have what we call status zero, which means that all ambulances are on task. All Bonner County EMS ambulances are on task. So what we do when that happens is we reach out to our partner agencies, which is Schweitzer Fire. They have a EMT or a basic level ambulance. Clark Fork Valley Ambulance, which is a volunteer ambulance that is licensed at the A or advanced EMT
that's kind
level.
Kind of all hands on deck. That's
we
not
reach
a
out to them
situation.
Exactly. We'll reach out to them and ask them if they can move an ambulance in to help cover calls. But again, that doesn't happen. It's not a. Right. It's pretty infrequent when that happens.
You kind of got into this, but I want to take you back to it when you're talking about the advanced life support that's at all of the stations that that you have, so, you know, paramedic. But what's the equipment you have on board that makes it advanced life support? Anything in particular?
Sure. So when a paramedic gets on an ambulance, there's certain things the state of Idaho, the Bureau of EMS for the state of Idaho, there's certain things they require us to have. So by statute in the state of Idaho, in order for us to pass, because they inspect our ambulances, in order for us to pass, we have to have a certain – and it's a long, long list, and I won't bore you with it.
Okay.
But basically, this would be cardiac monitor that we can you know, offer pacemaking. We can do 12-lead EKG.
Do you have the shock paddles
Administer manual shock. It's not an AED, but we actually push the button and shock you.
Okay.
But the paramedic is the one that has the knowledge to interpret this. He interprets if you're having a heart attack. He's doing all the EKG interpretation. And then, of course, narcotics, you know, for pain, we carry those. There's just, like I say, IV pumps. We administer IV drips. So all these things, you know, like I say, there's a long list of them. All these things are required by the state of Idaho for us to be. And then we have those things that our medical director, who I can't brag on enough, and that's Dr. Ron Jenkins.
Okay.
Dr. Jenkins, who's an interventional cardiologist, he gives us, you know, hey, this is in the state formulary. This is what they want you to carry. This is what we're required to carry. And then – but we're Bonner County EMS. We have an interventional cardiologist as a medical director. This is what we are carrying because of that. And he puts these extra things for us to be able to do that not necessarily everybody else in the state does or would be able to do.
So wonderful. Well, how does it work when a helicopter is called in? When actually you need to transport the patient by helicopter, is it the paramedic that makes that call? You make the call. Well, sometimes you make the call out.
So anyone, so any first responder can call for LifeLight. And LifeLight, they're absolutely wonderful, phenomenal partners. We're very fortunate to have a LifeLight helicopter parked at the Sandpoint Airport based out of there. So they're phenomenal folks, and we work great with them. There are those times that we look at a patient and go, you need to be at the hospital way quicker than what our ambulance is going to be able to take
or you need to be at Kootenai Medical Center.
Well, I mean, when I say hospital, I mean definitive care, which is wherever that patient needs to go, whether it's Sacred Heart, Kootenai Health, wherever that patient needs to go.
Bonner Health.
Normally we would not fly the patient. This is somebody that's going to need a higher level of care than what BGH is going to be able to offer.
Okay.
So these patients are ones that we go, okay, they can get there way quicker than we can, you know, bombing down the highway in our ambulance. And so what we do is that's when we call for LifeLight. And those guys don't have roads, obviously. They just get there quick.
Yeah.
And then there's certain things that they carry, you know, they actually carry packed blood on their helicopters, which is not something we carry. So if you need blood, if you're losing a lot of blood and you need blood, that's something that they offer. So there's to me those partnerships that we have to where if we don't necessarily have what's needed in that situation, but we can call somebody else that has what's needed. That's where we, especially as paramedics, that's what we excel at, is being able to, hey, if we don't have what we need, but I know what you need, I call for that resource. So that's all part of what we do.
I am so privileged. You know, I love sitting here talking with you about this. I know our audience is really appreciating all this detailed information. So I want you to know how much I appreciate it, but I really don't want to see you outside of the radio or just kind of
Nobody ever does.
It's like I like you, but I don't want to see,
yes,
I don't want to see you in the ambulance pulling up at my house. However, if it's necessary, I want you on board.
Thank you.
1030 Park Avenue, just put that in.
If that kicks up,
then you say, that's my address.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We are up against our second break, and we're going to take it right now.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Eve's Leaves, open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
Sharon's Hallmark has a wide selection of gifts for all the dads and grads in your life. New merchandise is arriving daily with gifts for all tastes and budgets, plus the best selection of souvenirs in town.
No one wants to be diagnosed with dementia, but did you know that you can reduce your risk and delay dementia through your lifestyle choices now? Learn how to reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease for yourself or someone you love by visiting healthandwelfare.idaho.gov/brainhealth. Idahoans improving brain health and reducing the risk of Alzheimer's disease and dementias together. This is a message from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare.
Make sure that your home's heating and cooling system is being cared for by your local dealer, AGE Heating and Cooling, the only independent, locally family-owned Lennox Premier dealer in the greater Sandpoint area. And we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates or 6 months no-interest financing on a new Lennox system. Call now, 208-603-2210, or visit AGEHeatingandCooling.com. That's AGEHeatingandCooling.com. HVAC Contractors License 059041.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for quality gifts and personalized services. Gifts range from durable suede jackets to premium exotic cowboy boots, iconic Western shirts, heavy-duty jeans, and work boots. We provide local same-day gift delivery with gift wrapping and a card included. You can enjoy in-store pickup with $20 off your next order, and our team of experts can help guide you as you shop when you visit your local Boot Barn.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Would you know what to do in a poison emergency? Would you know whom to call? Well, the answer is Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Poison Help is a 24/7 government hotline staffed by poison experts. It's free to call and available in over 100 languages. Every second counts in a poison emergency. Don't waste it wondering who to call. Save Poison Help in your phone today. 1-800-222-1222.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I'm learning a lot, and I'm learning to appreciate even more Bonner County Emergency Medical Services. We have the chief paramedic for the services here. His name is Jeff Lindsay, and he has just got so much good information. I am so impressed, Jeff, with the level of professionalism, the certifications that go on for paramedics on board. And so let's talk about that. First of all, how do people get trained and certified to be an EMT?
Sure. So understand, first and foremost, there's three separate levels to pre-hospital healthcare providers. So you have your EMT, your EMT basic, your EMT advanced, and then your EMT paramedic. So technically, we're all EMTs. Okay. We just have different levels that we can operate at. So that initial level, that EMT basic, that's kind of that stepping stone. That's the first step that you have to be in order to actually be certified to be on an ambulance. So the state of Idaho says you have to be an EMT basic to be able to staff that ambulance, and there has to be at least one EMT basic on the ambulance. They don't care if there's a driver with them, but there has to be at least that level. So that would be at that BLS level. The second level is known as the EMT Advanced. That's the Intermediate Life Support, or ILS. So we have BLS is the lowest level, ILS is the second level. And so the EMT Advanced, they get some more tools in their toolbox, so they're able to do some more advanced airways. They're able to start IVs. They're able to administer a couple of different medications. So there's definitely a step up from the EMT basic, but it's kind of a bridge between the paramedic level and the basic level. So that ILS level is the second level. And then the third level, or the highest level, is the EMT paramedic. And the paramedic, we don't call them EMT paramedic, we just call them paramedics. So the paramedic is, and we've already talked about that, that's that, you know, that's generally about 2 years of schooling, 1,000-something hours of clinical time. So, yeah, these folks are the ones that have to put in a lot of time in order to get their certification. But once they get through and are certified, then they're, you know, kind of the highest level in the food chain. And then there's some other, you know, like there's some other extra certifications that you can get, like critical care and some other things that you can put on top of that. But the paramedic is the highest level recognized as pre-hospital health, or the highest level of pre-hospital healthcare provider, should I say.
So if someone wants to come on board, they will come on board at the basic level and then work up, but they may come from someplace else and they're a paramedic already, but
sure,
just not in Idaho.
Sure.
So how do you recertify or reestablish who they are for Idaho?
So one of the things that we do, and this would be, I guess, part of the training component, would be when we hire in folks, obviously in order to be hired, they have to have an Idaho state license. So if they are coming in from another state, and let's say they're a paramedic from another state, they can apply for what's called reciprocity, and then they, you know, do their licensing thing and backgrounds and all that and fingerprints and blah, blah, blah. And then Idaho grants them a license. So once we hire them, we do what's called a new hire academy. So once the way our onboarding works is this past May, we try to do it once a year in May, and we do a 2-day new hire, you know, where folks come in, new candidate testing. So you come in, you take a written test, you take a, and that's at your level. So if you're an EMT, you're taking a test at your level. If you're a paramedic, you're taking a test at your level. You come in, you take that written test, and then we have what's called a skill station. So we have some of our lieutenants and captains and chiefs running those stations, to where you come in, they assess you to see how you do, and then you do an oral station as well, so an oral interview, and we have a panel that you sit before. You do all those three things, and then we score you based on that. So this last May, we hired, I believe, 7 folks out of that. A couple of full-time, couple of
last
part-time.
Last May, just a month ago.
Just a month ago.
Or a couple of yep. weeks ago. Yeah.
It's hard to believe because time flies. But yes, that was a couple of weeks ago. So, and then once that happens, once we onboard them, then we do what's called a 40-hour new employee orientation academy. So they come in Monday through Friday, and they sit through and listen to lectures and get trained on the equipment that we use. Because even though they might be paramedics and EMTs and come from other places, we do things differently. Mm-hmm. So we try to train them.
And you might have different equipment on board.
That's,
you
know, absolutely correct.
More or less advanced,
yep,
or whatever.
Yep. So, you know, we want to train them specifically. So we spend that 40 hours new employee orientation, so they all kind of get a foundation. And then from there, we kick them loose to what's called the field training program. And the field training program, they're operating third man. We call it third man. So basically, they're being observed. There's a regular crew.
Paramedic, but there's also a paramedic
there's also,
on board.
Exactly. There's a paramedic on board. So they go through 12 shifts, 12-hour shifts of that before they're released. If they don't make it, then they're not, we, you know, kick them loose from the program. But if they do make it after 12 shifts, Then they're able to, they meet with our medical director, Dr. Jenkins, and he approves them. He basically has to credential them in order for them to work. So he credentials them, and then they're released to independent practice.
Are they paid during this time, or do they, pay? Okay, nope, so they're on some kind of pay
they're
for this.
They're employees of the county.
This is extensive.
Yep, they're employees of the county the whole time. And the idea is...
But they're on probation, essentially.
They're correct, if you want to utilize that word. Yes. So they're not able to practice. They're not credentialed. They're not any of these things until they get through the entire program. And the idea behind that is we want to make sure that we hold our paramedics, EMTs, and advanced EMTs to the highest level possible. So when we let them respond to a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, they don't have direct supervision.
Right.
They're taking care of your loved one, and we don't have to worry about it. So,
you know, that is – it's. I don't know what I expected when I asked that question, but that's extensive. And that just builds, I think, all of our confidence, our listeners and mine, and what the kind of care that we are receiving here in Bonner County.
Thank you.
It is really high level. That's great. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Jeff. How did you get into this career, you know, and come to Idaho? How did you get this career path?
So I started, I had an uncle that was a paid fireman in Columbia, South Carolina. And I had a second cousin that was a paramedic in Greenville, South Carolina. And I looked up to both of those guys really heavily. But after I did a ride-along in the Greenville County EMS system, which was a busy urban system down there, I was – and I think I was 15 or 16 at the time. I was bitten. I was like, I have to do this as a career. Wow. And so when I was 17, I started EMT school at the local community college. And then as soon as I turned 18, I licensed and started working for one of the counties outside of Columbia, South Carolina. And worked there for a few years. It was an urban system, so super busy. And then, you know, after about 3 or 4 years of that, I moved out to Missouri and then started working in some rural systems out in Missouri. So you're running calls in farmland and, you know, kind of that corn belt or whatever they want to call it, the U.S.
Injuries on the farm as opposed to being
exactly.
Shot
I've seen my share of silo, you know, collapses and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
I grew up in Illinois, so I'm familiar with there's
the
a
dusty
lot of
fields
danger.
And, yeah, yeah. Farm injuries or
tractors, yeah,
can be gruesome. So, you know, we did that for a while and then kind of bounced around a little bit and then ended up. Coming out to Idaho because at the time Bonner County EMS was looking for three paramedics. So I ended up applying out here and got hired back in 2011 because they were expanding to the Sagal area. They wanted to put a paramedic down there. So that's what I got hired for. And when I came here, I just left a pretty urban system that I was pretty burned out.
Mm.
I was about 16 years into my career when I got here. So like I say, just kind of burned out. But then when I came to Bonner County, I realized that people generally take care of themselves here. And when they call you, you're needed. And you know, that was something that I was kind of, blown away by just kind of the resilience of the community here, like not calling you for, you know, when they stubbed their toe for the lack of
right.
a better term, or I've actually run a call on a guy with a pencil lead in his fingernail. They called 911 for that. Yep. So, but yeah, when I came to the North Idaho, to the Bonner County, it was like those calls were kind of non-existent here. So it was really refreshing to be able to, when you go on calls, people actually need you. You're going on those heart attacks. You're going on those strokes,
right.
You know, the really traumatic injuries. And so really refreshed me to do this.
For the most part, I agree. This is a pretty healthy area. I think a lot of people, whether it's skiing or walking or riding horses or out in the boat, you can fish for so long. At least I could. Then I'd have to jump off the boat and swim. I mean, I couldn't just stand there all day long. I think Gary could, but I was jumping off the boat a lot more often than he was.
Absolutely. So anyway, long story short, I ended up getting hired as the chief and the end of 2018, EMS was kind of going through some issues at the time. And so I ended up getting hired as the chief after that period of time. And so, since then it's just been a process of, you know, trying to change some processes that we did. Some were good, some were bad. It's been a growing experience. At the time, our equipment wasn't the best in the world. We had, you know, ambulances that didn't have the ability to even plug in like IV pumps in the back. So that was one of the big things I did was, you know, get the commissioners to approve purchasing a new fleet of ambulances.
Awesome.
So I can't say enough about our county commissioners in support of EMS. If they weren't in support of EMS, we wouldn't be
anywhere.
Yeah. So the fact that, you know, past county commissioners, current county commissioners, I can't say enough about them because they do support EMS. Like 100%.
They're getting everybody, you know, that alone, I vote for them because I agree with that very much so. Well, I'm so impressed with the level of professionalism. Then also a quick comment about the improvements, you know, the new rigs and more equipment. Every institution, every service goes through these improvements, no matter where you're working, whether it's a school district or a hospital or your own business, you're always seeking improvement. If you have the leadership, I'm looking at Jeff now, pointing to Jeff.
I thought I was in trouble.
No. It's that kind of leadership that you and I'm sure others bring, like Dr. Ron Jenkins and others and our county commissioners, to keep improving, to don't just, you know, take it as it is, but keep pushing on. That's a good thing. All right, we're up against that last break. We're going to take it right now. Don't go anyplace. We have a lot more just for you.
CMA, ACM, and CMT nominated Randy Houser. Live in concert.
Let me show you how.
Friday, July 7th, 8 p.m., Clearwater River Casino.
Well, come on now, we're running up.
A show you won't want to miss. New songs and all the hits.
Like a cowboy.
Randy Houser, live. On sale now at the casino box office or ticketswest.com. Presented by Clearwater River Casino.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest membership savings book, arriving exclusively in members' mailboxes this week. Our 16-page book has store-wide savings in every department. Enjoy your spring and summer on the patio for less. Bi-Mart has you covered. Plus, find great savings in sporting goods, pet supplies, and pantry essentials. Bi-Mart saves you more. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your employee-owned membership store.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, Root Metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders! Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Paramedic with Bonner County Emergency Medical Services. A wealth of information. What a great crew and the training and the team members that you're talking about. What an amazing crew, right? Jeff?
Absolutely. I appreciate you bringing that up. I can't brag on the men and women of Bonner County EMS enough. They're a phenomenal group. I'm just super fortunate to be able to be the chief of this agency. We've got great leaders in our agency. We've got great providers in our agency. I feel very safe living in this county because I know if something happens to me, where I live in Sagal, I'm going to get a Bonner County EMS crew to come out, and I know I'll be in good hands. So I have a vested interest in making sure that our EMS folks are you know, well-trained and so on. So
it's
since I live in the area.
It's a blessing for all of us. And what about the coordination that you have, Bonner County EMS, with the volunteer agencies in like Hope and that and Clark Fork and the sheriff and the police and the fire, the other responders that come in on some of these situations?
Sure. That's a great question. So the way the system works in Bonner County is – so you have Bonner County EMS, which is that ambulance taxing district. They are the overarching EMS authority. They have contracted agencies that utilize the medical director of Bonner County EMS, which is Dr. Ron Jenkins. So the contracted agencies, we do a contract with them every year, are Clark Fork Ambulance, Priest Lake Ambulance, and Schweitzer Fire. So those are our three contracted transport ambulance services. So that means when they go, they can pick people up. And so basically with a contract, we provide them with taxpayer dollars to fund their systems, as well as providing them with a paramedic. So when that ALS call goes out, we send a paramedic towards whatever area that is, and they jump on the ambulance and they provide the advanced life support.
Awesome.
So, and then we let that agency, so we'll use Clark Fork as a for instance, we let Clark Fork Ambulance bill that call to whatever the insurance is, and then they get to keep the paramedic level billing. That's something that we provide for the agency. So we don't even get, Bonner County EMS doesn't get anything. We let that agency keep that.
That really supports them because
to keep
they
them
are
supported.
Volunteer.
They are volunteer. And like I say, those areas, you know, Priest Lake in the summertime, they can get busy. So what we do for Priest Lake is we put a paramedic up there at the east side, kind of the cooling area. And that paramedic was actually up there on Memorial Day Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. during the whole weekend. And they ended up being busy. And the medic is kind of there to augment that system as well as to be on scene quick. So they're in their own car and they're joining up with Priest Lake Ambulance. So we do that during the busy holiday periods. And like I say, that's just something that we provide to those agencies. So
with Schweitzer Fire, I'm wondering, is it like a higher call level during the winter?
During the winter time, so during those several ski months.
And driving up.
That's when they're
down.
Busy. Yep. So that's when we sent usually our captain, who's that paramedic on his own truck out of Station 1. They go up the mountain and intercept the Schweitzer Ambulance, jump on, and we usually 95% of the time we're providing pain control,
right.
For someone that has a broken bone or something like that. But we also, and so then we also interface with fire departments. Most all the fire departments in the county provide what's called first responder level service. So they try to get there, provide some basic and intermediate life support until the paramedic ambulance gets there. And then we take over patient care and transport the patient to the hospital.
You know, we've talked about all the professional EMTs at the different levels and that. Do you need non-medical volunteers to step in and do any services for you?
So we don't, we're employees of Bonner County. We're a department of Bonner County, supported by the Bonner County Ambulance Taxing District. So with that said, we don't have volunteers. We are all paid. But I can tell you, because I've talked to them, both Priest Lake and Clark Fork, Schweitzer, they're all desperate for volunteers. So
Yes. If
you hear this program and you are interested or know somebody that's interested in volunteering as an EMT, going to EMT class, whatever that case is, reach out to those agencies because I know that they need the help.
Yes.
So if you have a volunteer, and that's something that's kind of going by the wayside, is trying to find volunteers, trying to keep volunteers.
I've talked to fire districts where they are always trying to
It's recruit. A nationwide problem.
Yeah.
Just trying to find folks. And it's an Idaho problem. I'm currently on the Idaho EMS task force, and that's what our job is trying to figure out how we're going to mitigate these problems. Not as bad in some areas, but really bad in others. You know, there's a lot of areas of central Idaho, southeastern Idaho that just don't have EMS. So there's a lot of, you know, fixing to be done, and there's not one solid answer for it.
Yeah. You know, just talking about this issue of volunteers, maybe not directly for Bonner County EMS as employees, but the outlying fire districts and other ambulance districts that need volunteers so desperately, it gets me to my last question. We do have time for this. And that is, what would you say would be I've asked everyone about stress, what your challenges are, and how do you and your team handle the stress? We've got about a couple of minutes for that.
So the best answer I have for that is COVID. I can tell you that completely changed healthcare. There are people that were in healthcare that are no longer in healthcare mm-hmm. when COVID happened. And whether you think it was a thing or don't think it was a thing, it doesn't matter. Our providers dealt with it each and every day, to the tune of we were dealing with high call volumes and lots of sick people, and we would have sometimes one and two people die in the same house. These are not just scare stories. These actually happened in Bonner County. So that really changed the face of how we that changed the face of how we look at EMS and how we provide EMS to a certain point. None of us had ever faced that before. I'd just been hired here as a director, as a chief. And here I get faced with the pandemic. Yeah. And, you know, we had a lot of awesome people that just, we figured our way out. I mean, that's a lot of the way it is. So being able to come through that, I feel like just really heightened our resiliency. And, you know, it makes you stronger when you face the next, whatever that next hurdle is. But I think back to that often is just, you know, how dark that time was, especially for pre-hospital healthcare providers, and the way we got through it. And, you know, to me, the fact that we got through it and we came out the other side better means that whatever challenge we face, we should be able to handle it with no problem.
You know, you were the front. Well, you are the front line in medical services.
Yes.
I mean, you are the first ones on the scene, so to speak. And yes, COVID was definitely a thing. I think the only argument was the jab. I think
right.
there were just a
right.
lot of people that said, you know, and as it turned out, well, let's not go there. But it was definitely a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no question people were suffering and dying with it. It was just a question of what was going to be
yep.
the best treatment. And you guys just did a yeoman's job, because I know some of the people who suffered greatly with that, and they are greatly missed. So anyway, that's it. That's it. We end on kudos and honor for you and your team, Jeff Lindsay.
Thanks. It was a lot of fun.
I am just so blessed to know that you're out there taking care of us and all of your team. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed it. In fact, I'm sure you did. So I invite you back next week. We are going to continue with our programming to honor responders, and you will be treated to Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He's with the Sheriff's Marine Division. So we're going to get to do some blue sky, blue water talk next week and get out on the lake and find out how this kind of service of responders responding to you in your need is out on the water too. So until next week, this is Barbara saying, take care of yourselves, and may God richly bless you, my friends.